For all the auspicious pieces of legislation that the Texas legislature passes, none is as important as I think House Resolution 1831, which marks October 26th as Texas Chicken Fried Steak Day. So if you get a chance, have a chicken fried steak today and feel somewhat original. We are going to talk about 212A6C(i), the ground of inadmissibility. When they asked me to talk about this, I told them specifically I had no interest in talking about the waiver provision. The waiver, in fact, will be covered at the next lecture or the one somewhere here today. And the reason is I've always thought that this was not properly defended. For 20-plus years, I have not had a case where I had a chance to challenge the allegation of fraud and lose on it. And hopefully, before I retire, which hopefully is soon, I won't have one either. I want to remain zero record on that one. 212A6C(i), there are two clauses to it, is the primary fraud provision in the INA. There are lots of other fraud, deception, deceit provisions in the INA, and I'll go through a sampling of them here in just a minute. I categorized all of those in my paper. You'll have citations to them, but just by way of example, for example, the M, A43M, is the one involving fraud or deceit. That's one provision. But INA is just permeated with fraud and deceit provisions. P, for example, deals with forgery, counterfeiting, altering documents, various formulations of fraud.